and maybe you hear my voice is a bit more resonant. That's because I've got a bit of a cold. And so first I will introduce the show, and then I will introduce what we're doing. This is Evening Under Lamplight with Robert Louis Abrahamson on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. The shows are archived on SoundCloud or on our newly resuscitated website, momentsunderlamplight.co.uk. You can get in touch with me at rla@momentsunderlamplight.co.uk or lamplight@cambridge105.fm. We're going to have a few very long pieces here to save my voice, because you don't want to hear my scratchy voice the whole time. And the first thing we're going to be playing is Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns. Only it's not just playing Carnival of the Animals. It is the poetry, the verse, by Ogden Nash, spoken, recited, performed by Noel Coward. Let's see if we can pull this off. There it goes. Carnival of the Animals. It's Noel Coward, Ogden Nash's verse.
Camille Saint-Saëns was wrecked with pains when people addressed him as Saint Saëns. He held the human race to blame because it could not pronounce his name. So he turned with metronome and fife to glorify other forms of life. Be quiet, please, for here begins his salute to feathers, furs, and fins. The lion is the king of beasts. The lion is the king of beasts and husband of the lioness. Gazelles and things on which he feasts address him as your highness. There are those who admire that roar of his in the African jungles and felts. But I think wherever a lion is, I'd rather be somewhere else. Rooster is a roistering hoodlum. His battle cry is cock-a-doodlum. Hands in pockets, cap over eye, he whistles at pullets passing by. Have you ever harked to the jackass wild, which scientists call the onager? It sounds like the laugh of an idiot child or a hepcat on a harmonica. But do not sneer at the jackass wild. There is method in his hee-haw. For with maidenly blush, an accent mild, the Jenny S answers, she-haw. Crown my brow with leaves of myrtle. I know the tortoise is a turtle. Come, carve my name in stone immortal. I know the tortoise is a tortle. I know to my profound despair, I bet on one to beat a hare. I also know I'm now a pauper because of its tautly, turtly torpor. Elephants are useful friends, equipped with handles at both ends. They have a wrinkled, moth-proof hide. Their teeth are upside down, outside. If you think the elephant preposterous, you've probably never seen a rhinoceros. The kangaroo can jump incredible. He has to jump because he's edible. I could not eat a kangaroo, but many fine Australians do. Those with cookbooks, as well as boomerangs, prefer him in tasty kangaroo meringues. Some fish are minnows, some are whales. People like dimples, fish like scales. Some fish are slim, and some are round. They don't get cold, they don't get drowned. But every fishwife fears for her fish, what we call mermaids, and they call merfish. There are no rules. Cuckoos lead bohemian lives. They fail as husbands and as wives. Therefore, they cynically disparage everybody else's marriage. Puccini was Latin and Wagner Teutonic, and birds are incurably philharmonic. Suburban yards and rural vistas are filled with avian Andrew sisters. The skylark sings a roundelay, the crow sings the road to Mandalay. The nightingale sings a lullaby, and the seagull sings a gullaby. That's what shepherds listen to in Arcadia, before somebody invented the radio. Some claim that pianists are human, and quote the case of Mr. Truman. Saint-Saëns, upon the other hand, considered them a scurvy band. "Ape-like they are," he said, "and simian, instead of normal men and women." At midnight, in the museum hall, the fossils gathered for a ball. There were no drums or saxophones, but just the clatter of their bones. A rolling, rattling, carefree circus of mammoth polkas and mazurkas. Pterodactyls and brontosauruses sang ghostly prehistoric choruses. Amid the mastodonic wassail, I caught the eye of one small fossil. "Cheer up, sad world," he said, and winked. "It's kind of fun to be extinct." Swan can swim while sitting down. For pure conceit, he takes the crown. He looks in the mirror over and over and claims to have never heard of Pavlova. Now we reach the grand finale. Animale Carnivale. Noises new to sea and land issue from the skillful band. All the strings contort their features, imitating crawly creatures. All the brasses look like mumps from blowing umpa, umpa, umps. In outdoing Barnum and Bailey and Ringling, Saint-Saëns has done a miraculous thingling.
There, you must be wondering what you've tuned into. You turn it on and you hear this strange music and these funny verses. Well, that was Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, with words by the great nonsense poet or versifier Ogden Nash, and read, as you probably recognized, by Noel Coward. This is Evening Under Lamplight with Robert Louis Abrahamson, and you know this is Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. Now, the Ogden Nash verse was absurd and silly. They listened to birds in Arcadia before someone invented the radio. You see, that's not quite witty, but it's funny. It's silly. The next piece, however, is absurd in a different way. It's more existential. It's a more alarming. And it's the Firesign Theatre, their famous Waiting for the Electrician or someone like him, which is witty and absurd. Witty and absurd situations, one after the other, and nonsense of words used in public and official discourse. This came out in 1968, but I've just listened to it again today. It's amazing how applicable it still is today. And it goes out for EJ and also for Emily, the keeper of the Firesign Theatre Flame. So here we go. This is about 17 minutes. And it's Waiting for the Electrician or someone like him.
This is side 5. Follow in your book and repeat after me as we learn 3 new words in Turkish. Towel. Bath. Border. May I see your passport, please?
Yes, I have it right here.
Look at this.
This photograph doesn't look a bit like you now, does it, sir?
Well, it's an old picture.
Precisely.
Is there anything wrong?
No. Would you mind waiting over there, sir? Just leave your bags.
But my passport...
Next, please.
Information. May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to know...
Not for 12 hours. You'll be informed at your hotel.
Yes,
would you like to send a wire?
Well, yes, I guess I'd better.
One moment, please.
All right, sir. Do you want this to be a night letter, regular, or guaranteed delivery?
Which is fastest?
At this time of day, they all receive equal attention, depending, of course, on the zone involved. Which zone was that, sir?
I'm sending it overseas.
No, please, the zone. Look at the map.
Then I suppose it would be...
I beg your pardon, sir, but is this your bar of soap?
I suppose it is.
So do we.
All right, sir, your telegram has been sent. You'll be receiving it in about an hour. Guaranteed delivery. That'll be 275, sir, no tax.
Well, I haven't had a chance to change my money yet.
Just a moment, sir. Is this your bag?
No, it's not.
Check it again. Do take your time, sir.
This is definitely not my bag.
Just as we thought. Sign here, please. And here. And here. And here. And here. And here. And here. Thank you, sir.
We've sent your bags on ahead, sir. Where is it you're staying?
What's the best hotel in town?
Of course! Taxi! The taxis, they are all on strike. And it's too early for the bus. You really are a problem, sir. I suppose we'll have to put you up.
Going up!
Скажите, товарищу, как вы подумаете о нашем городе?
Oh, excuse me, but my friend would like to know how much you enjoy our city so far.
Actually, I haven't been here too long.
Я pas été beaucoup dans ici.
Ну, рассказывайте мне, да или нет.
Oh, he want to know yes or no.
Well, tell him yes. It's a beautiful city.
Не кричайте, слышаю.
He says he can shout, don't hear you. Have you seen the palace?
Not yet, but I certainly intend...
Oh, you must, you must. It won't be here much longer, you know. They are cleaning it.
Он на единственный?
Are you alone?
Yes.
No. We are here with you.
Oh, I see what you mean. No.
Yes. How many are we?
Here? Three.
You don't want to count the elevator boy?
Yes.
Three or four?
Four.
But, of course, there's your family.
But they're not traveling with me.
Where?
Where I'm going.
But you're here. How many?
Four. With the elevator boy.
Ah, he is in your family.
No, here.
And here we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, our distinguished guest has just arrived.
Have some champagne.
Can't you, sir?
What do you mean?
Come this way.
Gentlemen, port and cigars in the war room. Lord Kitchener will join us presently.
Are you not?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
Gentlemen, please. In these troubled times, besieged as we are on all fronts.
Here, here.
There is but one man in whom we can place with complete assurance our faith, hope, and destiny.
There, there!
A man who has won more battles than he has fought.
Where, where?
A man who has the confidence of his people, our generated, veneered leader, our own fighting Jack, Lord Kitchener. Kitchener!
He knocked over the pitcher. He's dead.
You'd better come with us.
We're no longer
safe here. Let's to the Winter Palace, quick.
Oh, it's the ice show.
Und jetzt von der Berliner Eispalast und Festspiel der Pudding-Spieler stets der Genackfisch-Brother Franz und Joni.
Hello.
Where are you taking me?
We don't have much time, and there's a lot you have to know.
Now, listen carefully. If the revolution is to be successful...
Excuse me. Wait, first
but
thing,
what? No,
revolutionary leadership.
No, I was talking about codification. The codification is the central control.
The protocol situation. Let me, all right? Go ahead. According to the regulation...
Check.
Right, everything has got to be done in this time.
To have the priority of rank.
Right.
Do you mind if I...
Go. Of course.
There is absolute security necessitated.
Got it.
All of these operations.
I'll take it from here. Follow me. Right, Chief.
Check.
Gentlemen, I won't take any more credit for this victory than necessary. Lord Kitchener did not, nay, will not die in vain, grid willing. Gentlemen, I as leader will use power like a drum and leadership like a violin. Pick out any idea, compare ideas with the one idea left, you have no doubt, and without a doubt, we have enthusiasm.
Gentlemen,
to make life whole. It's as easy as a bridge. Now, gentlemen, now that we have attained control, we must pull together as one, like a twin, keeping the prophecy of power as enthusiasm. All for one!
All for one!
And all for one!
And all for one!
Let me hear it for me! You're under arrest!
Hello. My, it will be pleasant to have you here. I've not had any company in this dank and dismal cell for 40 long and miserable years. I was imprisoned by a faceless people for a crime of which I had no knowledge and certainly did not commit, but what of that? In me spare time, I have been pursuing me hobby, which is writing a great prison novel. In the beginning, I wrote with an ink composed of parts of me own blood. However, this would not make an acceptable carbon, so I acquired an electric typewriter. I am proud to be able to present you with the first edition of me saga of eternal torment, profusely illustrated, titled Leather Thighs.
Guard! I want to see my ambassador.
Easily done. He's in the next cell.
Use the telephone.
I don't have a dime. Here, use one of the pages of me novel.
It's no good. They're tapping the lines. Oh, if I could only speak to someone, if I could only tell my story.
Famous writer to see the condemned man.
Oh, you poor brute of a killer without a conscience. I'm wet with compassion.
Excuse me, but it's always a pleasure to meet another member of the writing fraternity. Perhaps you would like to hear an excerpt from me great prison novel of eternal torment in cold leather. Oh, God.
Hey, what's troubling you, son?
Padre, I'm tired of living and...
Old man River...
Ribba!
Now give me that gun.
I don't have a gun, Father.
Here, have one of mine.
I'm not afraid of justice. I know these bars are here for a good reason. Prisons are for the guilty!
String him up!
Anybody got any string?
He's just like the king!
No, don't you guys see? The system is here for your protection. I'm not afraid. All I want is a chance to clear my name. Look, we live and operate under the due process of law. The innocent have nothing to fear. Only the guilty will suffer.
Lynch him!
Anybody got any lynch?
He even looks like the kid.
Look, it's this simple. I'll get a hearing and a trial. I'm willing to place my fate and faith in the hands of justice.
What happened to the lights?
They just burned the kid.
Mother? Mama? Mama, I'll be good. Mama, I will. Mama, I'll be good. Mama, I just want to get out.
Hey, man. You think he's going to make it?
I don't know. He looks pretty sick to me.
Hey,
I think he's coming around.
He's coming around, folks. He's gonna be okay and ready to play Symptom 6 of Beat the Reaper.
Last week, our patient successfully survived the common cold, measles, pneumonia, dengue fever, and the yaws.
And now, the big question. Are you ready to go on?
Where?
He's ready!
Our topless nurse, Judy, is wheeling our patient into the isolation ward.
Can you hear me in there? Okay, let's shoot him up. Now, patient, you have 10 seconds to tell us what you've got and beat the Reaper!
I'm shaking, feverish. My hands are all... I'm turning yellow. My God, I've got jaundice
it is! Give him this! Now that's symptom 6. And now you've reached the final threshold. Here's the question. Are you ready for symptom number 7? Longer than any patient has ever survived before.
I want to go home.
Only one way to do that. Doctor, bring in the super shot.
Now, for the first time on Beat the Reaper, we're going for the big disease. The icebox is being unlocked by the president of the Armenian Medical Association, under whose strict supervision these toxins are being administered.
This is it. Doctor, give him that really big disease. Now, patient, can you hear me? You've got 10 seconds to tell us what you've got. And for the last time, beat the Reaper!
I think I feel... I don't know, whatever... Whatever it is, I want to die.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. That's not correct. You didn't beat the Reaper. Doctor, bring the patient out and show the amphitheater audience and all the folks at home just what he's contracted.
According to my careful prosthesis, this man has the plague.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome.
You've got the plague. Well, isn't he a good sport, folks? We'll be back in just a moment with our next patient, but first...
Taxi, buddy?
Thank God.
Where to, Mac?
Out.
Sure thing. I'll take you to the border. I'm gonna have to cut through the park.
Is that the fastest way?
No, it ain't, but the plague's got the streets all tied up.
Well, just do the best you can.
Sure thing.
Hey, are those my bags?
Oh, yeah. We've been watching you every step of the way, but we ain't had a chance to contact you till now.
You mean...
Sure. What do you mean?
Well, I mean...
Listen, buddy, let me give you a piece of advice. What you don't mean won't hurt you. Mind if I turn on the radio?
In a massive traffic tie-up, as the death rate continues to soar. Now, let's go to the river's edge and Charles B. Smith.
Ed, it's an amazing scene here. Like lemmings, the crowds are waiting on the shore, torches blazing as the long line of shrouded funeral rafts drift lazily into view, great black candles flickering at helm and stern. The excitement is contagious, and so are the Black Cross volunteers as they pass from family to family, pausing now and again to touch a child's head. I wish I could, but I can't. So long.
Thank you, Charles. And now here's another feature in our continuing report on the...
Hey, Mac, what'd you turn it off for?
How close are we to the border?
Well, at this rate... Oh, I think they spotted you.
I wanna die! Touch me! Touch me! I wanna die!
Go any faster. There's too many of them. What can we do?
I don't know. Throw him your coat.
Run to me! Run to me!
Toss it out,
Mac! I want to die!
Here's the border up ahead.
Thank God.
No, not yet. We'll never make it through that crowd at the gate unless you do exactly what I say. Take off all your clothes.
What?
Come on, buddy. Take them off.
Right.
I know, but when I give the signal, toss them out, and I'll drive this heap right through the barrier.
Ready?
Yes, yes, that's everything.
Okay. Here we go.
Here. This way. That's it. You've made it. Welcome to side 6. Follow in your book and repeat after me as we learn our next 3 words in Turkish. Coffee. Delight. Border. May I see
your passport, please?
And that's it. That was Waiting for the Electrician, or someone like him. So, yes, very confusing, and you don't know where you are, but they want you to realize that in real life, you don't really know where you are either. So that was that, but I don't know how to follow it except with something like this. And as you've heard earlier, this cold I'm having keeps me from being my usual speaking self. So we're having long tracks, and here's a long track from Bob Dylan. It's called Desolation Row. It's the sort of archetype apocalyptic song. But it's not the one that we know from Blonde on Blonde. It's an alternate take from the No Direction Home film. So here we move on to Desolation Row. It's a slightly different version.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor's filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand's tied to the tightrope walker. The other's nailed in his pants. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And someone comes in screaming, "You belong to me, I believe." And someone says, "I'm sorry, my friend, but I'm afraid you'd better leave." And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation. Is almost hidden. The stars they pretend to hide. The fortune telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love, or else expecting rain. dressing. He's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Beneath the window, for her I feel so afraid. On her 20th birthday, she already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. Profession is her religion, her sin is her lifelessness. And though she always looks upon Noah's rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in his trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. He looked so immaculate as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. Now you would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin up on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of his leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are planning to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She's also in charge of the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play the penny whistle. You can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street they've closed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera, a perfect image of a priest. Now he's spoon-feeding Casanova the boiled guts of he'll torture him with self-confidence and poison him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skilly girls, "Get out if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row." agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everybody that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory and the heart attack machine to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row.
That's us coming to the end of this edition of Evening Under Lamplight. I'm Robert Louis Abrahamson, and I'll come back in 2 weeks, all recovered, with a great show called A Perpetual Journey. See you then. Bye-bye.
Shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower while Calypso singers laugh at them. Fishermen hold flowers between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody ever thinks too much about Desolation Row.